Hope you're having a great day because we are going to help you get a new home.
It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, delighted to be bringing you this podcast on the Law of Attraction. We talk about a number of different subjects as it relates to personal empowerment, personal success, personal happiness, and of course, the Law of Attraction. I want to thank each and every one of you for supporting this show by giving us positive reviews on iTunes, by sharing it with your friends on Facebook. That always helps us. Believe it or not, that's really, really big. When you share our show on Facebook, then your friends, they get to know about us and they can decide for themselves if we can be of any value to them. Today, we're going to talk about getting a new home. You know, many of you want a new place to live. That makes sense. You know, you want something maybe a little bigger, or maybe you want something a little smaller. Perhaps you want something closer to the mountains or closer to the ocean or in the forest or right in the center of the city where all the action is. Whatever it is that you want, I'm here to tell you that you can have it. That's pretty simple, isn't it? Okay. So we're going to give you some steps. I have 12, count them, 12 important steps that if you follow them, you will be living in your new home. And I say home because some people want a house. Some people want an apartment. They don't want the commitment. Some people want a condominium. So whatever it is that you want, you know, some people are looking to live on a boat, perhaps. Whatever it is that you want to call home, but I want it to be a step up for you. Wherever you're at right now, I want the next place that you live to really be a step up. And I want it to be a place that you can maintain, you can enjoy for as long as you want until you're ready to step up again. Simple as that. How about that? We can do that. You can do that. It's called the Law of Attraction. Number one, you need to know what you want. Look at it. It's a lot of people say, well, you know, this would be nice, or I'd like this, or I don't know what I want until I see it. That doesn't work. You have to have an idea in your mind of what you're looking for. Now, that doesn't mean that the universe won't kick it up a notch or two for you or won't change it a little bit. But you have to have a starting point. You know, you need a place to begin. So if you want a place near the mountain or in the center of the city or near the ocean, you kind of have to know that. That has to be important to you. You have to know what you want. And don't undersell yourself. When you're deciding, when you're sitting down and saying, I'm going to zero this into what I want so that the universe has a clear picture. A lot of people tend to undersell themselves. They say, well, you know, I can't afford a house like that. I don't care whether you can afford the house or not. Did you hear what I said? I don't care. It doesn't make a difference. The universe can provide you a way. It can be a new job, could be a raise, could be a reduction of price, doing some work on the house in addition to payments. Any number of things can come into play. So you need to know what you want. Don't undersell yourself. If you say, well, look at my income could support a $225,000 home, but the houses that you are thinking about are closer to 350, then that's what I want you to put down. I do not want you to undersell yourself. Now, on the other side of the coin is going too extreme. You know, if you are living currently in a $65,000 home, moving into a $665,000 home might be a little bit of a jump for you. I'm not saying it is. It might be. You have to decide that. So on one hand, I'm saying be a little bit realistic, you know, but on the other hand, don't be so realistic that you cut yourself short, because I've seen all kinds of craziness happen, especially when it comes to the purchase of homes and cars, those kinds of things. You just never know. Okay, so know what you want. Know the setting. I think we've already talked about this, but I'll talk about it a little bit more. You kind of have to know what you want to see when you walk out your front door. Do you want to see a bunch of trees? Do you want to see shops and hear the sound of the city and the cable cars? Do you want to see the ocean, the mountains? Kind of have an idea of the setting, the kind of setting that you want, because that's going to tell you where to focus your energy and where to begin looking. That doesn't mean you're limited to that. Doesn't mean you're limited to that. But we have to have a starting point. We have to have some kind of point that we can send to the universe, you know, that we can put out to the universe. And knowing your setting is absolutely important. Number three, know that you are worth it. A lot of times when people are stepping up, they're stepping up in perhaps the kind of car they drive. Perhaps they're stepping up in where they want to live. They start to wonder, you know, is this a little bit too much? Am I worth it? I believe you are worth it. I firmly believe you are worth it. But you have to believe that. You have to say in your mind, I believe I'm worth this $400,000 home. Or I believe I'm worth this condo on the beach. Or I believe I'm worth, you see what I'm saying? Gotta believe it. Because if you don't believe it, you cannot attract it. Very important. We've got some big, big, big secrets that we're going to share with you on how to attract the home of your choice. But first, some of you who are involved in upgrading your life a notch or two, I want to invite you to visit my website, www.lawofattractionsolutions.com, and claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Let's put the power of the universe to work for you. Let's put the power of the law of attraction to work for you. Let's bring miracles into your life, not 10 years from now, not 20 years from now, but next week, the week after. Let's start doing it. Let's take action together. Claim your 30 minutes. Find out if it's right for you. And if it is, great. And if not, that's okay too. We enjoy having you listen to our podcast. Hey, we'll be right back after this timeout.
After 20 years of research and testing, and after live seminars all over the world, now available for the first time in print, the most powerful form of energy healing and manipulation in the world is available to non-initiates of the ancient mystery schools. This book is a must-have book for your metaphysical library. If you engage in energy work, Reiki, Theta, Pranya, or healing of any type, then you need this book. Get your copy of Magical Energy Healing, The Ruach Healing Method by mystics, magicians and miracle mentors Robert Zink and Rachel Haas. Newly released to the public, this book contains 350 power-packed pages on how to change your reality, overall health and well-being through the use of energy, the mind and the law of attraction. Robert Zink is an 18th degree grandmaster in Tiate, Reiki, and Grand Founding Master of the Ruach Healing Method. Rachel Haas is a Reiki Master, Certified Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, and an Adept Master Teacher of the Ruach Healing Method. Together, they have unveiled to you a book filled with over 45 diagrams and step-by-step instructions on magical energy healing that causes miraculous-like results. Learn how to apply the holy power of the sacred tree of life to healing. Learn which angel to invoke to create almost instantaneous miracle healing. Learn how to empower your Reiki to the next level. Become certified in the Ruach Healing Method. Once you have read this book and begin applying what you learn, you will be amazed. This book is taking the healing community by storm. Get your copy now. Magical Energy Healing, the Ruach Healing Method, is available on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. If you want to heal yourself and heal others, if you want vibratory power over energy, if you want to take your Law of Attraction skills to the next level, then you need to get Magical Energy Healing, the Ruach Healing Method. Don't delay. Claim your copy today.
Okay, we're back. This is important. Visualize yourself living there every day, 10 minutes morning, 10 minutes evening. Visualize. And you don't have to lie down to visualize. You can visualize while you're walking. You can visualize while you're working out. You can visualize while you're taking a shower. You know, visualize yourself in your new environment, in your new home. Make it strong as if you're already there. Okay. Number five, people say, well, Robert, isn't this putting the cart before the horse? But no, it's not. You have to make plans to move. That means stuff you are not using right now, you need to start boxing it up if you're going to move it. Perhaps you need to go through your house and have a garage sale and clear out a lot of, you know, stuff that just has accumulated over the years and that you really don't need anymore. But you need to make plans to move. If you are moving across the country, you need to know how you're going to move across the country. Every day, you should be working on this project a little bit more because you're absolutely certain that you're going to move into your new home. And if you're absolutely certain about it, you'd naturally be making plans to move, right? So start planning to move. Start taking some little actions and get in on it. Let it start rolling. Let the ball start rolling here. And that's one way to start. Well, number six is important, is really important, attract a good deal. Somebody might say, well, look at, I found a $500,000 condo that I want. But it's not really a good deal. It's just whatever the market price is. Why not attract yourself a good deal at the same time? You know, I've had so many people attract incredible deals over the years. And they're out there. They're all over the place. So attract a good deal. Make that a part of your attraction action. As you are attracting the kind of home that you want, you know, also include that it's going to be a good deal. That you're going to get a bargain. It's going to be a wonderful opportunity for you. Well, next, number seven, make a giant attraction board. A lot of people, you know, they will take a few pieces of cork board and pin up a few pictures. I think the bigger, the bolder, the better. Anytime you're moving up in the world, you want things to be big and bold and strong in your subconscious mind and in your conscious mind and in your environment. So make that board. Make it incredible. Make it big. Get one of the biggest whiteboards or blackboards you can get and start putting pictures on it. Number eight, create some I am affirmations. I am living in. I am enjoying my new. I am sharing. You know, that kind of thing. Positive affirmations, and they should be put in the I am phrase as if you are already there. Number nine, go through your counter intentions. What are your fears? You know, one lady said, I've been trying to move for a long time. And I think I have the money, you know, with the right opportunity. I think I can get pretty much the place I want. I don't know what's stopping me. And we sat down and we discovered her counter intentions. And one of her counter intentions was, is that she would be further away from her children and future grandchildren. You know, and this idea of being further away. I mean, she wanted to live no longer in the Midwest. She wanted to live on the coast. But her grandchildren and her children lived in the Midwest, or her future grandchildren, I should say. They lived in the Midwest, in the Iowa area. So she would be further away from her children. This is what she really wanted, but by the same token, she didn't want to be away from her children. That was her counter-intention. That's what stopped her from finding the house that she wanted and from making the move she needed to make and from attracting an opportunity. Because I'm not just talking about you going out normally and finding a house. I'm talking about you attracting an incredible opportunity. Once we discussed how she could pre-purchase tickets throughout the year and get them at rock-bottom prices, and I went through a couple sites and showed her how to do this, that she could visit home, you know, for a week, four times a year, and then maybe the kids could come out and visit her. It was easy. Once she got through that counter-intention, what are your counter-intentions? What do you fear? You've got to deal with the fears. And how do you deal with them? The next step, incantations. We've talked about affirmations. Affirmations are I am statements you make. Incantations are commands that you make to your subconscious mind. They always start off with, I command my mind, or I command my subconscious mind to eradicate all fears within my consciousness. Things like that. So start developing powerful incantations. Next, gratitude. Gratitude from the position that you already have your new place. Your new condo, your new apartment, your new home, your new house, your new log cabin, whatever it is, you already have it. And start giving thanks for it. To the universe, to God, to whatever you believe in, to yourself, I don't care, to nature, but give thanks. Well, number 12 is absolutely important. It's essential for anything that you want to manifest in your life. It's called take action daily. Got to do something. Got to take an action. You know, they say, what do they say that? That journey of 1,000 miles begins with but a single footstep. You've got to take a footstep. Make a list of action steps. And then take a step every day. Make a phone call. Look on the internet. Look in the newspaper. Write it down. Get a special notebook for your project. Whatever it is, take action daily. That's a breathful. I'm out of time. But we'll be back again 5 days a week. We're in the trenches with you. You know, we want you to manifest the life you want. Thank you again for sharing us on Facebook and with all of your friends. And remember, pay it forward. Do something good for somebody today, and we will see you soon. Have a great day now.